The United States scored an important win at the World Trade Organization when it successfully challenged Indonesia's import restrictions on a number of agricultural products, including U.S. beef. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Thad Lively has more details in this USMEF report.
This is an important win for the U.S. This is one of those cases that was really well suited to take to the WTO because Indonesia has in place a number of import restrictions that are pretty clearly inconsistent with what the rules of the WTO say. And a lot of this has been driven by the fact that at times they've had a policy of becoming self-sufficient in beef, trying to import a lot of live cattle and build up a beef industry of their own. That's going to be very difficult for them to do, and I think increasingly that's become apparent. So I think that this WTO ruling comes at a good time while Indonesia is reconsidering its policy on beef consumption and beef production and self-sufficiency.
One important benefit of the ruling is that it gives exporters and importers confidence that the market will remain open to U.S. beef.
It should open up opportunities in Indonesia like we've never seen. Indonesia is, of course, the fourth largest country in the world by population. But if you look at their per capita beef consumption, it's really quite small. To us, that says there's huge potential for the United States beef industry. Today, of course, Indonesia is a market for lower value muscle cuts and variety meats, but that'll change over time as incomes grow and the middle class grows. So I have no doubt that this is a market where the U.S. industry can do very well, can be quite competitive, and where we can carve out an identity for high quality U.S. beef, just as we have in so many other countries around the world.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.